This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 324. 7 Tips to Live Simply with Kids by Sandy Kreps with BecomingMinimalist.com. Hey, 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 and welcome back to my show. I'm Joss Marie, and today I'll be sharing a post with you from guest author Sandy Kreps with Becoming Minimalist. As you probably know, I love featuring new authors, and I love parenting posts, so talk about an extra special day. Plus, I'm especially excited about this post because I, for one, am always looking for ways to live more simply. So if that's cool with you, let's dive right in and start optimizing your life. 7 Tips to Live Simply with Kids by Sandy Kreps with BecomingMinimalist.com. Living with kids is complicated, even chaotic at times. There's no getting around it. Lots of laundry, toys, chauffeuring, school and extracurriculars, chores, sports, clubs, not to mention mealtimes, going anywhere in public, potty training, playdates, and friends. The list goes on and on. It is possible to rein in the crazy, though. Here are 7 tips to simplify your life with kids. Number 1, use just one calendar. If you have kids, you probably have a lot of activities going on. Between your own work, social and volunteer schedule, your significant other's schedule, and your children's school events, extracurricular activities, and special events such as birthday parties, it's easy to get overwhelmed fast. Keep yourself organized with just one calendar. If your school or coach provides you with a calendar of events, transfer those dates to your one calendar. We use Google Calendar to keep track of everything our family is doing, and it's easy to set up multiple categories for each person's schedule and see them all in one spot. Google Calendar also syncs easily to my iPhone, so I have our family schedule with me all the time. And you can share calendars with other people, which means my husband and I are on the same page. You can access it from the web anywhere, so it's not tied to the home computer or tacked on the fridge. Make sure to actually put all your events in your calendar, and don't overlook dates like library book due dates, doctor's appointments, your turn at carpool, and early pickup day at school. Number 2, create routines. Routines are a must for any household with children, particularly daily routines, weekly routines, and nighttime routines. This makes the schedule predictable for everyone, sets up habits for success, and eliminates many conflicts. Daily routines may include regular times for meals, bathing, cleanup and chores, schoolwork, and some exercise time. Weekly routines can include regular sports practices, housekeeping duties, and regular errands such as grocery shopping. A nighttime routine, vital for small children, can help bedtime go easier when kids know that after cleaning up toys comes bath time, pajamas, story time, and then sleep time. Number 3, teach self-sufficiency from an early age. Teach your kids to do things for themselves as much as possible. This one requires some upfront work on your part, but it's a life skill every kid needs to learn. Not only will it make your life simpler, learning to do things for themselves gives kids confidence and self-reliance that can't be taught. Younger kids can clean up toys, get out their pajamas, pick out a snack from a pre-approved snack bin, sort their laundry by color, or sweep up their spilled crackers with a small broom. Older kids can make their own breakfast or snack, dress themselves, set the table or wash dishes, get their own drinks, fold and put away their laundry, or gather their supplies for school and extracurriculars using a list you provide. It's all about setting the expectation with your kids that they can do it and that you expect them to. Number 4, plan ahead. Mornings are generally the most chaotic time of day, but planning ahead can make the household run much smoother. The night before, prepare lunches, get clothes ready, grab school bags and supplies for any of tomorrow's activities. Look at your calendar each night to see what activities you have planned so nothing gets missed. In the morning, you'll be ready to go, and the entire day will go smoother thanks to that peaceful start. Number 5, come prepared. Keep your bag or car stocked with kid necessities. If you have babies, that means fully stocked diaper bag at all times. For toddlers and older children, this could mean having extra snacks, refillable water bottles, some backup clothing for potty or messy food accidents, a first aid kit, and a few books or small toys to keep kiddos occupied in the car or for unexpected wait times. Baby wipes, even after your kids are potty trained, are a must-have for cleaning up virtually any mess, from sticky fingers to spilled snacks and playground dirt. I always keep a few fun character bandages in my wallet for boo-boos. They cheer up kids fast and are a great way to make friends at the park. Number 6, streamline regularly. Two huge areas of potential clutter with kids are toys and clothing. They pile up fast, so it's important to declutter them regularly to save your sanity. Kids can help sort toys they no longer want to play with, though I find it helpful to make a pass through them myself first to get rid of toys I know for certain they never use. Choose clothing that's simple and matches easily, with similar color schemes and, if possible, lots of solid colors. With two active boys, I prefer to buy dark colors to hide stains. Keep a bin in the closet for outgrown clothes and go through drawers and closets at the beginning of each season to sort out clothing that no longer fits. It helps to buy socks in bulk, all the same brand and style, so that they are easy to pair up. And number 7, schedule in family time. Don't forget to regularly plan some relaxing time with the family. A night in to watch a movie with home-popped popcorn and chocolate milk, an evening of board games or a weekend trip to the park, read together or bake cookies, whatever you like. The important part is to consistently have some downtime together that doesn't involve racing all over town. Make the focus spending time together, and let family members take turns choosing the activity so everyone gets to feel like they're part of the team. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Tips to Live Simply with Kids by Sandy Krepps with BecomingMinimalist.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive help supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you so much to Sandy for the tips. I'm working my hardest at helping Talon become self-sufficient, something I admittedly hindered a bit early on, as I've talked about on here a bit in past posts. As a first-time mom, I spent a lot of energy in Talon's first year or so trying to keep him extra clean. And now we're trying to break that a bit and help him realize it's okay to get dirty and just be a kid. Hopefully you find Sandy's tips helpful as well. But that's all I've got for you today. Thanks so much for joining me here, and I'll see you again tomorrow for the final post of the week from Leo Babauta, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.